Back with Jim. You've got an interesting story about the opening of Honeysuckle Creek, is that right?
No, it wasn't the opening, it's quite a few years after. When I went to Honeysuckle, it had been under construction for several months then, but we still used an old dirt track, and in fact, it wasn't unusual. We always kept our Weltons in the back of the car, and it wasn't unusual to get out and have to push the car up the hill. Sometimes after a lot of rain, we even had to use a couple of four-wheel drives. We'd drive the car to the bottom of the hill, which is quite a steep hill, and we were using just an old farmer's dirt track, and quite often we used to drive the car to the bottom of the hill and use four-wheel drives to transport the staff back and forward. Well, building the road was quite a feat. It was virtually carved out of the side of the hill, and it was quite a steep valley that the hill fell away to. And I can vividly remember, probably a couple of years after the station opened, between two shift cars, about 100 metres of cliff, 100 metres of road, fell down the cliff into the valley. And of course, all the staff were in the station, and luckily, the road slipped away between two of the shift cars. One got past, the road fell away, and then one of the other shift cars was on the other side. But of course, all the staff and most of the cars were at the station side. So a few of us had to dig a footpath over where the road had slipped away, ferry the staff down to the breakaway in the station cars, lead them in single file across this little path we dug, and then we hired buses to get the staff up to all the staff back to town. Of course, now we're faced with the problem. All the staff are home, all the cars are in the station. So we had an emergency meeting that night, and the department contacted the farmer, and we obtained permission from the farmer to use the old road, because we knew that repairing the breakaway would be a long task. So we got permission from the farmer to use the old track, and about half a dozen of us. Luckily, we had about half a dozen cars in town. So we filled the cars with four people in each car, drove up the old track to the station, and brought all the cars back that afternoon and dropped them at various houses so people could get to work on the Monday. And in the meantime, of course, it took quite some time before they were able to reconstitute the road by cutting further into the hill.
John will show you when you go past tomorrow. Oh, thank you very much. This could well have been a tragedy rather than an amusing story. Yeah, then.
Well, it could have been a tragedy, but luckily there was no real problem. Just a bit of inconvenience for several people, and then we had to use the old road for a while, and the farmer was quite happy for using the old road until the other road was opened.
Well, thanks, Jim, for joining us on the space show.
That's John to show you that.